Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. We are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, listen, guys, we are in Little Rock, Arkansas, and it is Financial Freedom Friday. I need you guys to come in the queue because I get to talk to you today. I miss you. And listen, I need you all to know that this series on Keep Your Eyes on Your Prize, Taking Dominion to the Power of Focus, can be a game changer for you, for sure. The only thing is, you have to believe it. That is a requirement in order for the Word of God to work on your behalf. This is where most people struggle. They don't have faith. They have to see it before they believe it. And they start going through all of these emotional gyrations versus saying, I need to stick to the truth, believe the truth, and work. Today, we're going to be coming out of, it's going to be a little bit long, right? It's a little longer scripture, but see, with all of this, it had been building up to where we are taking it in. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 8. And so I need you to know that today, if you don't get this, if you haven't gotten this already, you've been listening and you're still not sure, your prize, the plan for you, not for somebody else. We can't keep getting tripped up in the world. The plan for you is big and prosperous. There's no way we serve a big God and he only has a little plan for you. God does not know how to do it. He is a big God. But the word has been consistently sharing with you that his promises are yea and amen for those who believe and pray to him, for those who are communing with him in spirit and in truth. And so we've come through where in Genesis 1 and 28 told us to be fruitful and to multiply. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13 told us that the plan that he had for us is prosperous, but it's if you're praying to him. Now, I need you to know that Romans 8:28 told us that everything was working together for our good. All these crazy things that happened in our life and all this stuff. Habakkuk 2 says that the vision need to be written down and made plain. But it told you something else. It told you something else. Many people always talk about that piece, but they forget that it says, you know what? It's going to be for an appointed time. Habakkuk 2, 1 through 3. It's for your appointed time, your appointed time. But you cannot faint. You got to make it to the end. And if it seems like it's moving too slow for you, you still got to wait for it, and it will come. This is a promise of saying that It is promised for you to do great things, but you got to stay in the word. But you cannot really activate the word without faith. Hebrews 11 shared that with us. And we were in Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. And says that if you have faith, you're going to understand that there is truly a God that wants you to be successful, but you got to seek him first and his kingdom and all the righteousness. If you're out there helping people, you're in network marketing and you're not just in it because you want to look good, because you want to show off that you made it to the top, that you want to whatever, just know that greatness is already part of the plan. And everything that you're looking for is going to be added to you. But you got to remember that the obstacles are never going to be bigger than your opportunity, your plan. Stop looking at other people, comparing your life, your business to other people. That is always going to be a message to God that you are not focused on what he has for you. Always. You're getting nervous. You're getting knots in your stomach. If someone else seems like they're moving and you're not moving, which leads us here to our word, Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 8. Your plan, not somebody else's plan. I need you to say my plan is big and is prosperous. We got to go to the Lord for that because many people don't believe that. They don't believe that. They don't believe that. But you have to believe. Father God, we come before you on this day. We honor you. For this is the day that you've made, and we are just so glorious. We're so glad to be here, another day in the living. Dear Lord, right now we come before you asking you, dear Lord, to forgive us for our sins, omission and commission, ones that we don't even know. So we're sinning against you, dear Lord. We're thanking you that we know that your grace is all sufficient. We thank you for your grace and mercy on this day. But as your people are turning to you, oh Father God, and turn away from the ways that takes them away from you, we want to focus on our faith. We're thankful, oh Father God, that before you framed the world, it was very clear that you wanted your people to be prosperous. As we, oh Father God, seek your word with hunger and thirst like never before, we're thanking you that now we're getting it. We're beginning to understand how to activate your word in our life. Dear Lord, as we are keeping our eyes on our own pride, we're grateful. We're grateful that you left your word for us, the instructions before leaving. We're thankful, Father God, that it's becoming more clear, more simple to us. That if we just keep our eyes stayed on you, that you will begin to do miracles, major moves in our lives and in our business. Dear Lord, as you're sending the people to us from the north, south, east, and west, we'll be careful to be a great example for your people. We don't care what the people see. We know that you see and you know everything. So as we're doing the work as unto you and not unto man, we're grateful for all of the business that you're sending to us. We're thankful that you're letting us be prosperous in all areas of our life, but we must follow your commandments. So as we're getting to know what those instructions are, we'll be careful and diligent to obey them. Dear Lord, as this word for this day permeates through our hearts, moving past our minds, that we won't try to decipher what to do, we just will do. We thank you, O Father God, that everything in our life is moving into overflow. We're thanking you, O Father God, that the stumbling blocks and the obstacles are being moved out of the way. We want to bless your holy name, O Father God. We allow your Holy Spirit to increase as your servant decrease, just for your people to know what you have to say concerning them. We bless and we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So Deuteronomy 28 and 1 through 8, I want to read this to you guys because this is summing it up. This is Financial Freedom Friday. I don't know about you, but I know that there are some people who are of faith. They are of the Christian faith, meaning they acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But they don't understand. Guess what? The best thing you could do is say, I don't understand, because now you're allowing God to help you understand through his Holy Spirit. He will illuminate you. He will guide, direct, and correct you, and he'll bring all the word into your remembrance. You say, the word, I never knew the word. Yes, you did. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, you knew the word. But this is the reason why we have to read the word, so now it can resonate with who we truly are, our spirit man, and that's where the wealth is coming from. Now, you already know Deuteronomy 8 and 18 said it's God that gives us the power to gain the wealth. And you say, well, how come I see other people with money? Who said that that was wealth? Because he said that the blessings that he gives to us, he adds no sorrow with it. So if you are having to toil the land, you are exhausted beyond measure that you can't even think straight to help nobody. You're irritated, you're frustrated, you're depressed, you're oppressed. That's not what we're talking about. We ain't talking about that kind of wealth. But some people don't believe that God wants you to have money, because they'll stick on to, oh, the love of money is the root of all evil. We said love of money. We didn't tell you love money. We said love God, follow his commandments, and everything else that you need going to be added to you, included money. Now, some people feel afraid to speak about that, but how are you going to build the kingdom broke? You cannot. How are you going to build the kingdom broke? Because if you broke, you broken. You still in self-preservation. You still wondering, what about me? So you can't even think clearly about what about them, meaning the people that you need to go out there and help every single day. So Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 8 says this. This is letting you know that you are going to get the blessings if you are obedient. You want to be disobedient, you want to be rebellious, it's on you. It don't matter. Your blessings are being held up. But watch what happens. It says, now it shall come to pass. Remember in faith it said now? We were always in the now. Watch this. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. If we stop right there, if you're saying, I'm not seeing what God has for me, the first thing is, it says, are you carefully observing his commandments? Are you diligently obeying his voice? When he tells you to go left, are you still sitting on your couch? When he tells you to go and talk to this particular person, are you still operating in fear? When he said, get up and even do what I told you to do, even though you're tired, I'm going to give you the strength to finish the race. Did you get up and move, or did you still just go to sleep? After you do that, he said, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. That's overflow, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. It didn't say it's just coming just because you showed up. It said because you obeyed the voice. You hear me today, guys? I told you that this call is even out of obedience. If you notice, whether I'm heading to the airport, whether I'm doing, no matter what it is, if the line is open, I am going to give you what God has told me to do, because that was obedience. He didn't say inconvenience. He said obedience. He said blessed. If you do these things, watch number verse 3. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be the fruit of all your body and produce of your ground and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. We know in the Bible days that this is saying you are on 10. You are prosperous when you have all these things going on. And then it says, watch the bank account. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. You ain't needing for nothing. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Verse 8. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and all to which you set your hand, everything you do. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. If you pay attention, it keeps saying you. How many times did it tell you that you have to obey the commandments? How many times does it say this? And then if you do that, then if you do what God told you to do, then he want to bless you beyond measure. Guys, I want you to hear me on Financial Freedom Friday. The handcuffs that you are in, the bondage that you are in, you can release yourself anytime you're ready. Anytime you're ready. I need you to go to that word, and you need to be able to say, I release myself. But stop with the talk and no action. Guys, don't live your life to impress anybody. Anybody. Live your life to make impact for the kingdom. That doesn't mean you have to be an evangelist. That doesn't mean you have to be a pastor. That doesn't mean you have to be any of those things other than you say, I love God enough that I will keep his commandments, because the word even says, he says, you say you love me, but you won't even keep my commandments. But if you keep my commandments, because these are the laws I put in place, this is what I put in place, the principles, I got to give it to you, daughter, son. I got to give it to you. Your success, you making it a mystery, you making it harder than it is. You won't have to be fabricating, making up stuff. God will just bless you, overtake you with the blessing. I have experienced this, but I didn't always know how to use this. Now, more and more, I'm beginning to understand. Of course, I told God I wanted to be a vessel, but I'm understanding why. Because he know I've been steadfast. He know that the obstacles have come up, but I've never lost sight of even the opportunity. You want to say, what's the opportunity? My network marketing opportunity? No. The opportunity for the relationship with the Most High God. I don't play games with who he is or who I am. To satisfy the people, you want to be politically correct? Financial Freedom Friday, you can take the handcuffs off whenever you're ready. My question is, are you ready? Let's come into the queue on today. Let's come into the queue. I saw you already coming on in. Let's let you in the queue. I miss you. Good morning. 718, last four. 4177. Good morning. Hey, can you hear me? See here. Good morning. We're going to go right to the next call here. 770 last 48970. I missed you guys. Good morning.
We missed you too, Nicola. This is Sandra. That was very powerful. I mean, and you spoke a lot of truth, but, you know, as you were talking and the part that you talked about, we serve a big God, a more than enough. And that's all that kept repeating in my spirit, a more than enough God. There's more than enough out there for all of us. So we don't have to, you know, I've shared the industry that I was in was a very cutthroat industry, so there are certain reflexes I have, right? Competition, it's a reflex. I'm ready to fight. You know, it's a reflex. Like, I don't even realize I'm doing it. And God is just feeding in my spirit to remind me there's more than enough. We don't have to live the life of not enough. Like you said, in other industries, there's not enough. There's only one position, right? There's only one CEO. It's only one. But in God, there's multiple CEOs. In God, it's more than enough. And I thank you for reminding me about that. But I also think the piece where you talked about comparing ourselves, I am blamed of doing that all the time because that's how I judge, okay, am I doing better? And if I feel like I'm doing better, then I'm like, okay, I'm good. But it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, am I doing what God called me to do? Because you could be doing better in your own eyes, and there's a scripture that says, and there seems a way right to man, but leads into their destruction. So you could be doing right by your own eyes, but leading straight to destruction. So it has to be in God's eye. Am I doing right in God's eyes? It was just so wonderful to hear you talk. I mean, I can feel your heart in all it. I mean, every time you talk, you put your heart into it. But in this one, it just really touched me because I could almost hear God just pleading with us to stick to it because there's more than enough in him. There's beyond what we can imagine or think. So I just wanted to say that.
Sandra, you know, when that revelation came to me, I don't even think, like, when other people are successful, I'm extremely happy for them, and then you can know, they don't even know that you're happy for them. They don't even think you can be happy for them because they haven't come to the place of knowing that where that wealth comes from, there's more than enough for every single body who wants it, who actually wants to pursue where the wealth comes from, then it lasts. And people can't wrap their minds around that because they're like, what in the world are you talking about? And I'm saying, are you telling me that this word has been around how many thousands and thousands and thousands of years and we're still wondering, like, what are we talking about? Open up the book. Open up the book. The one who created the people who wrote every other book. We go and we pick up authors. Well, who created the authors? He said that he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Come on. I need to go to the source. When I say, look, I need to go to the source. I want to know the truth. What do you say concerning me? That's why I say keep your eyes on your own prize. You're wasting your time on somebody else's dream and somebody else's movie. God has something for you. Good morning, 786, last four, 9095. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Nicola.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How's it going? This is Andy out of Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Andy.
Man, I'm doing pretty good. Man, so I wasn't even trying to get in the queue, you know, so I guess my phone butt dialed, but, you know, that's a sign automatically, right? So, just hearing you, man, every time I hear you in the morning, you speak great knowledge, and I apply myself to everything that you say. And, you know, everything that you say, I do apply, and then I do see results. I've been seeing results, you know, so I came from a field trainer, and now I'm a regional sales director in the business. And, yeah, you know, so, and I remember seeing you in Vegas. You know, I told you about, you know, my job offering me 35-cent raise, and, you know, I basically turned that dialogue into a million-dollar grind. You know, after that whole dialogue, I never stopped. I kept going, being a servant to my team, you know, putting them first, you know, just everything that you teach. And I want to thank you for that, you know, because just a little, the key words that you say stick within me, you know, so, and I do apply it, and I do pass it down to my team as well, you know. So I just really want to thank you, you know, because I'm very grateful for what you teach. You do teach, you know, being obedient to God. I'm still in the process, you know, but at the same time, the topic today of, you know, knowing that your purpose is deeper than money, you know, your purpose is always going to be deeper than money. And now I'm starting to realize that it's not about the money. It's really about what's your real purpose in life, you know, and how far can you go, you know, and just by you listening to your teachings, it just keeps me going and just spreading the word all around, you know.
Wow.
So I just want to thank you. I'm very, very grateful. I'm very humble. You do teach us how to be humble, so I'm very, very humble, and I'm very grateful to hear your word every morning. So thank you, Nicola.
You are so welcome, Andy, and congratulations. You know, from a 35-cent raise to $25,000 in sales volume, and this is the thing. Just like what we teach in network marketing and we teach in our business and say, hey, if you just create this leader, like you create a leader, a field trainer, you create this leader, and you keep creating more and more and more leaders, it's the same thing. The same principles that we use to do a little bit, God say, if you're faithful, meaning you keep doing it, I'm going to give you much. It's not changing. Like, you don't change how you follow his commandments or how you are obedient. You just do as I say. And this challenge that most people have, more than likely when they're having a challenge with being obedient to God, they even have a challenge of even following leadership. There's a direct connection because our first leader is God. And it will automatically bring upon a spirit of humility, Andy. I am so grateful to hear you say that, King, because as I was listening this morning to my worship music, I just love when the kings come in and talk. When I was listening this morning to my worship music, and I was just thinking, and I said, my God, here was Jesus the King who came down to be a carpenter, which would be considered like the lowest, like low, like you ain't nothing. That was what people thought. And he was the King of Kings before people. And we might think that when he's bringing us through our journey, and we're nothing. All along, the whole plan was so big. The plan is big for every single one of us. Why would we dare try to even interrupt or intercept somebody else's plan? There's no way that was part of your plan for God to make you big by trying to make somebody else small. There's no way that part of the plan is that you have to feel small if somebody is doing something big. Guys, we got to wake up and know that if God is in it, it's something big for each and every one of you all. 919, last four, 5297. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. All right, the King said Financial Freedom Friday. I'm in the queue. I need to not be able to do the queue a few more mornings. How are you?
This is Tony Green from North Carolina. Discipline. That is right on the head for me this morning because I know that's why one of the reasons why I suffer in my business, why I don't generate the business that I want to generate is because of my discipline. It's something that I've always struggled with, was discipline. And, you know, just like you said, I don't get up and move when God says get up and move. I always think it's a, you know, it's a right time, you know, to do something. When, you know, when he's talking to you, that's the right time to do it. You know, not when it looks like or feels like it's the right time for you. If when you get that word and he talks to you and you get something to say, you know, you need to do this or you need to do that, that's when you move. Mm-hmm. Because there's no such thing as a right time. You move when you're told to move. And that's something that I've struggled with. And I know that's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm not where I want to be in my business. You know, I know that's something that I need to work on personally. Because, you know, I was a person, I had to have a, you know, somebody told me that, somebody that I was very close to told me that, you know what, you're a selfish person, but at the same time, you're not a selfish person. You know, you can have this thing where it's all about you, but, you know, you don't mean for it to be, and I don't think you realize it, but you are. And I didn't realize that until, you know, I was told that. And I know, you know, after I was told that, I realized that, okay, I need to separate me from my business, what my needs are from my business. Because if I don't do that, then I will, that's something that will also, you know, cause me to struggle in my business, because it's not about me. It's about others. It's about helping others. It's not about what I need. If I help others, then what I need will come by default. And that was something that I didn't realize I was doing until I was told. And so those two things really hit home with me this morning, because I know that those are my two biggest issues. And those are things that I really, really need to work on personally. Because if I don't, I will continue to stay stagnant in my business.
Tony, you can take those handcuffs off right now. This is the power of God's word, right? We think that we have to say we got to go through this long process. We could just say today. I'm going to start off by, number one, going back and reading the word of God. I know it was a lot of scriptures. Some people were keeping up. Some people were. That's why I start doing like a review. But I need you to go to Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 8. The book of Deuteronomy is bad to the bone. And people be like, oh, well, once Jesus died, no, he fulfilled the law. But I need you guys to understand that doesn't mean that God is not the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. If you are operating in his principles and you're saying that I'm acknowledging that I can get to this abundant life through Christ Jesus, if you want to omit Christ Jesus, then that's not where you're at. You are in the wrong place, right? You got to catch up to what God is saying.
Right.
And if you were to do this and you say, you know what? It says that now it should come to pass, and it was through obedience that I get these blessings. So if I don't want to be obedient, it's holding up my blessings. So all I need to do now is say, okay, well, what exactly do I need to do? He says, diligently obey my voice. That means that anytime he say move, I just move, just like that. Like, I don't know. They started playing games like Simon Says and all this other kind of stuff to teach us how to be obedient. Most people think that once they grown, they don't have to listen. Nobody is too grown for God. And so if he's telling you that if you are diligently obedient and listen to my voice and observe carefully my commandments, you cannot observe nothing carefully unless you know what it is. So he's saying, in order for you to be careful about what I'm telling you to do, you got to know what I said. That has to not be from hearsay. Don't be waiting on your pastor once a week to tell you what the word of God said, because how about your pastor still got some struggles with the word of God himself? Every single one of us. So it says the plan for you. You got to pick that word up yourself, because he said that we got to meditate on the word day and night. There's no way you meditating on nothing day and night if you ain't picking up reading it. So then now he says, look, I'm going to set you high above all the nations above the earth. I'm going to set you high. People are going to see you because I made you the example. They're going to see you. So he's taking you up to your spot at the top. But everybody could go in this industry hitting the top of our compensation plan, and God to be able to say, okay, you. It ain't for me. I haven't even been able to acknowledge it yet, and we will on today. I haven't been able to acknowledge it because I'm still like in awe. People think that it has to do with all this fancy foot stuff, all these secrets. No, it ain't. It's the obedience to what God has told me to do. It's the obedience, and he said, I'm going to do all these things. These blessings going to overtake you, and you're going to be blessed everywhere you go. City, country, it don't matter. Everything going to be in overflow. When you come in, when you go out, and I'm going to defeat your foes for you because you own my plan. But if you own your own plan, you don't know where you're going. You got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. This is what it is, guys. I'd rather trust God than even trust myself. I'm just not that smart. Good morning, last 4683. Hey, good morning, 6838. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Rush.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning. I got the handcuff off of me. Yesterday I had a time, Nicola, but, you know, I didn't know what was going wrong with me all day yesterday. I mean, I went through something. But as you read the Deuteronomy this morning, I can tell the handcuff is off of me, Nicola. You truly, truly is doing what God asked you to do. I've watched you for almost 10 years. It's been 10 years, not almost 10. Nicole Smith Jackson, you bad to the bone. I'm telling you the truth. Because I know that you are doing exactly what God told you to do. You walking within your purpose. I remember when you got started in this company. I remember getting on one of these calls just like today. But I was in the car dealership, and you sent me a text message for 5 days, and I got on that call. And when I got on that call, the fifth day is when I answered. But I answered for the wrong call. And when God shook me by Monday and say, I didn't tell you to go back there. I told you to go over here so you can help your people. And Nicola. And every day I listen to Power Start Today. It's 300 and about 30 some almost now.
We at 340 yeah. today.
Yeah, 340. Yeah, because I'm 30. Yeah, so I looked at that the other day. But I just want to say, Nicola, I be high when I get on this call because of I waited on this call from all day last night. And I haven't been asleep all night long. God wouldn't let me sleep. I carried with the Lord a lot last night, all night long. And I haven't had 1 ounce of sleep because I was hurting so bad all over. And I didn't know what it was. But I had to carry. Every once in a while, he made me carry with him. It might be 4 hours, 5 hours, or 6 hours. But he took me through some last night, Nicola, that I never been through before. He showed me how I could rest in the bed and not even go to sleep and just talk to him and pray. And he showed me exactly what I got to do. He said, it's some more work that you have to do. You're not tired. You're not sick. I just want you to lay down so you can get some rest. And I was getting ready to go to the meeting, Nicole, and I couldn't even go to the meeting. I was just that tired. And I called Toy. I called Miss Lester. I said, my body has hurt me so bad, I can't make it. And Miss Leslie, why don't you just get in the bed and lay down? And I did that. But I want you to know, Nicola, that God got so much and so many plans for all of us. And you want everybody to win. I watched March Madness Month. And it was a March Madness Month with me and my team. And you didn't stop. You was tired. You was multitasking. You was doing this. You was doing that. But you will text and you will tell people exactly what they had to do. And if they follow the blueprint that God gave you to give to us, we all can win. I had some new agents that come on, and I'm telling you, them new agents, they went to work. I watched Miss Jones come all the way from Las Vegas. She missed one title. She thought she had it. But when she got to Atlanta, she didn't have it. To have the title that she received, director. And she didn't call me one time. She called me about 10 times. I said, Ms. Joe, you don't have to keep calling. She said, I got to win. I must win. Nicola told me I can do this, and I'm going to have this title, Ms. Jones. So Ms. Jones, she was calling me Ms. Jones. I was calling her Ms. Jones. And I'm telling you, Nicola, you are the truth. God gave you something for each and every one of us to win. And I'm so grateful that I'm a part of FES. Because I looked at my check this month, and I said, wow. I said, nah. I sold cars, and I sold them in the rain, sleet, and the snow. And that's why I hurt so bad now, because of the after effect from working in that cold weather. But I looked at just within 5 or 6 days, the check that I got, I said, my God. And I guess that's why my body was hurting me so bad.
The
I
check
had to
so
receive
big, it hurt.
Because God just told me, said, look at your check. You didn't even work hard for it. You worked the smart for it. And
there
I said, my God, what a mighty God we serve. And I'm just so grateful for you, Nicola. I know that you are tired. But you will not stop till everybody wins. And I'm so grateful. My heart hurt me all night long just to see you going and doing like you do and just keeping making sure everybody wins. And it's time that we respect what God has given you for us to do and be obedient. And the handcuff is off of me, Nicola. And I'm not going to stop until I win. Because I put a lot into this company. Every day I'm doing something to help someone. But God told me yesterday, you got some more work to do, and I want you to crank it back up like you used to crank it up.
There you
go. I'm in gear now, Nicola. I'm in real gear. I know exactly what to do. I know the blueprint. I know what to say. I've been a little too comfortable. A little too comfortable. I've been slacking it. But no more slacking in my game, Nicola. I appreciate you. And not because we're close. I'm very close to you. You're just like a daughter to me. You know, because you're the same age my son would have been. And my heart bleeds for Christmas, Easter, all these holidays. But I'm not grieving because I'm loved by many.
That's
but
right.
I just want you to know, Nicole Smith Jackson, you are bad to the bone. You are the truth. When you speak, it's just like God speaking to me. They got to listen. So I don't want to take up no more of your time, Nicola, but I just want to tell you, sister, I can't wait till you get on that cruise so you can meditate and get on that water.
Because
when you get on that water, they ain't seen nothing yet. When you come off that water, it's going to be something else. So I just want you to be able to take care of yourself. And I told Anika, I texted her and said, take care of my Nicola. I saw them food that y'all was eating. I know you was eating good food. So I just can't wait till we get back just to hug and say, Nicola, I appreciate you. I really do from the bottom of my heart, and not about the money. It's about the love that you have, and it's genuine. Your love is so genuine. If they would respect what you have, and you want to see everybody win, because you can stop tomorrow and be comfortable. But you told me that you won't stop until I win, and I'm going to win. I'm going to receive what you want me to have, as bad as God wants me to have it.
My God.
I love you, Nicole. I love my team.
I
love everyone at FBS. But we got to learn how to respect when God gives someone an assignment. It's okay to give you a duty. But when he gives you an assignment, let them do the assignment. Let her complete what she got for God. Because she going to finish it regardless of what nobody say. You can talk. You can walk. You can go. You can do. But one thing I do know about Nicola, she means everybody's well. And it's not about the money, because she had money before FES. It's not about the money. It's the love that she has for her father, her heavenly father. And when we grab him and stop playing and straddling the fence and calling God's name when you need something, and when you don't need something, you're doing wrong, you got to get off that fence. Got to get off of people. And we got to learn to love one another for truth and not for showboat. Because a lot of us are showboats. And I can't stand it. A lot of them don't care for me. And I understand why. Because when I see through you, I don't mess with you. And that's just me. And I'm not mean. But God has showed me a lot in these 64 years about people. So, God, I want guys to know, stop playing with your master, because he sits high and we sitting low. And he sees through the things we're doing to each other. We don't have to keep stabbing each other in the back. I remember I said that once at one of our meetings, and someone say, I shouldn't have not said that. But that is the truth. When you see someone stabbing someone in the back and don't have a knife, that's dangerous, very dangerous. Stop. Love and care. Stop. Love and care. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't wait till this call came on this morning. And Deuteronomy, it tells you everything about what we're doing to each other. We got to stop.
That's
we got
right.
to give real love. God got enough money for all of us. And you don't have to cut throat to get the money. Just do the right thing. Do what he wants us to do, love from the bottom of our heart. from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. That's what you're supposed to be doing to each other. You don't have to do anything wrong to get the money. It's coming. Just go to work.
Absolutely.
Go to work, people. Go to work.
Absolutely.
There's enough work out for everybody. And that's all I have to say, Nicola, but I had to say it because it's been on my heart all week long. All week long. And I wonder why I hurt so bad yesterday. And the hurt went away this morning at 8 o'clock. I couldn't wait till this call came on. And Miss Sandra, you on point, sister. You on point, Miss Sandra. You stay in that queue. You keep getting in that queue. Because when you're in that queue, you're learning. Thank you, Nicola. That's
Thank
all I have
you.
To say this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I bless you. I love you, Rushi. We're closing out Financial Freedom Friday on today. You know, it's some people that just don't have time to hear the truth. And sad enough to know God, you'll know the difference and say you'll be able to rightly divide the word of truth. You'll know the difference.
That's
and
right.
As we grow in Christ and as we grow, we already know that all of us are still a work in progress. But the only thing you need to do is never stop working. God bless you guys. Have a blessed and productive weekend. Pace to win your race. Keep your eyes on your own prize.
Amen.